Book 9, Chapter 11. How Zechariah, Shallum, Menahem, Pekahiah, and Pekah took the government over the Israelites. And how Pul and Tiglath-Pileser made an expedition against the Israelites. How Jotham, the son of Uzziah, reigned over the tribe of Judah. And what things Nahum prophesied against the Assyrians. Now when Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, had reigned 6 months over Israel, he was slain by the treachery of a certain friend of his, whose name was Shallum, the son of Jabez, who took the kingdom afterward, but kept it no longer than 30 days, for Menahem, the general of his army, who was at that time in the city Tirzah, and heard of what had befallen Zechariah, removed thereupon with his forces to Samaria, and joining battle with Shallum, slew him. And when he had made himself king, he went thence, and came to the city Tiphasa. But the citizens that were in it shut their gates, and barred them against the king, and would not admit him. But in order to be avenged on them, he burnt the country round about it, and took the city by force, upon a siege. And being very much displeased at what the inhabitants of Tiphsa had done, he slew them all, and spared not so much as the infants, without omitting the utmost instances of cruelty and barbarity. For he used such severity upon his own countrymen, as would not be pardonable with regard to strangers who had been conquered by him. And after this manner it was that Menahem continued to reign with cruelty and barbarity for 10 years. But when Pul, king of Assyria, had made an expedition against him, he did not think meet to fight or engage in battle with the Assyrians. But he persuaded him to accept of 1,000 talents of silver, and to go away, and so put an end to the war. This sum the multitude collected from Menahem, who exacting 50 drachmae as poll money for every head, after which he died and was buried in Samaria, and left his son Pekahiah, his successor in the kingdom, who followed the barbarity of his father, and so ruled but 2 years only, after which he was slain with his friends at a feast, by the treachery of one Pekah, the general of his horse, and the son of Remaliah, who laid snares for him. Now this Pekah held the government 20 years, and proved a wicked man and a transgressor. But the king of Assyria, whose name was Tiglath-Pileser, when he had made an expedition against the Israelites, and had overrun the land of Gilead, and the region beyond Jordan, and the adjoining country, which is called Galilee, and Kadesh, and Hazor, he made the inhabitants prisoners, and transplanted them into his own kingdom. And so much shall suffice to have related here concerning the king of Assyria. Now Jotham, the son of Uzziah, reigned over the tribe of Judah in Jerusalem, being a citizen thereof by his mother, whose name was Jerusha. This king was not defective in any virtue, but was religious towards God, and righteous towards men, and careful of the good of the city, for what part soever wanted to be repaired or adorned, he magnificently repaired and adorned them. He also took care of the foundations of the cloisters in the temple, and repaired the walls that were fallen down, and built very great towers, and such as were almost impregnable. And if anything else in his kingdom had been neglected, he took great care of it. He also made an expedition against the Ammonites, and overcame them in battle, and ordered them to pay tribute, 100 talents, and 10,000 kori of wheat, and as many of barley every year, and so augmented his kingdom, that his enemies could not despise it, and his own people lived happily. Now there was at that time a prophet, whose name was Nahum, who spake after this manner concerning the overthrow of the Assyrians and of Nineveh. Nineveh shall be a pool of water in motion, so shall all her people be troubled, and tossed, and go away by flight, while they say one to another, "Stand, stand still, seize their gold and silver, for there shall be no one to wish them well, for they will rather save their lives than their money. For a terrible contention shall possess them one with another, and lamentation, and loosing of the members, and their countenances shall be perfectly black with fear. And there will be the den of the lions, and the mother of the young lions. God says to thee, Nineveh, that they shall deface thee, and the lion shall no longer go out from thee to give laws to the world. And indeed this prophet prophesied many other things besides these concerning Nineveh, which I do not think necessary to repeat, and I here omit them, that I may not appear troublesome to my readers. All which thing happened about Nineveh 115 years afterward. So this may suffice to have spoken of these matters.